Hi, welcome to another episode of Fault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Edward Kennedy. He's the president and CEO of Tollgrade. They're a company that manufactures infrastructure technologies for smart grid. So hi, Edward. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, now, the whole thing about smart grid is becoming very much a big issue among the engineering community, because where does the line start? Where do the lines end? What kind of supervision do you require? And that requires a lot of sensing. It requires a lot of intelligence. Where does Tollgrade step into this?
Where we step in is we're a sensing company. So we make sensors that sit in the medium voltage lines and bring back all sorts of grid information in real time on various types of communication path, whether it be Wi-Fi or cellular, and then we do our software analytics that give you all sorts of real-time actionable data that to make the utility more efficient and increase the reliability of the grid.
See, so it's not just a hardware thing, it's a hardware, software, infrastructure thing.
That's correct. So we have a sensor that goes out on the line. It's about the size of a loaf of bread, weighs less than 6 pounds, self-powers. And then we have all of that communicates back, and we have software that sits on servers that does all of the analytics and processes all of that information in real time and communicates with all of the back office systems that the utility or the muni would have.
Now, these devices, is there much of an integration issue? I mean, how much actual bolting in, screwing on, attaching has to be done?
Well, we focused a lot on that. That it's very, very simple to put on. You connect the sensor, it self-powers, it communicates back, it says, here's where I am. It communicates back with the servers. The servers know which one it is. It maps it onto a Google map, so they know exactly what it is. It begins to process all the information in real time and knows exactly how to do it. So we've taken kind of the worry and headache out of large-scale integration.
Now, is this a solution for the power companies, for the municipalities? Who does this serve the best?
Well, utilities right now, the large utilities are the ones deploying it at this point. So we have Duke and CenterPoint, Toronto Hydro, Western Power. We have some in South America. Those are the ones that are using it now. We're expanding it to the munis. They'll be using it in a smaller deployment because they're smaller, but they'll reap the same benefits that the large utilities are as well.
So now, aside from just knowing what's going on, what are the other advantages of your system?
Well, there's a couple of advantages. Number one, so you get the visibility. And when you have visibility, it allows you to increase reliability because you can begin to make sure that the network, the grid, is operating properly, that things are in phase. If the load is getting too high on any one piece of equipment, you can reroute around that and bring it back into a normal operating zone. You can increase the efficiency of the grid by making sure that you are giving the right type of power to the right type of user. And that's getting more and more important as more and more power is changing to reactive power because of all the transformers on the grid and the you know, air conditioning motors and things like that on the grid. So that's what, you know, we can provide to them using our equipment.
So now, the system itself is then, are these sensors and then it's a software package, or, I mean, what at the computer side, what does the client need?
Okay, so there's two components to our system. There's the sensor itself, right, which is a hardware device that physically connects to the line. And then in the back office, they need, you know, a server, and they can have their own servers or separate servers where our software resides that takes all of that real-time information in, processes it, trends it, analyzes it, characterizes it, and then gives actionable intelligence. We also have a rules-based engine that allows you to construct your own rules and your own way of looking at this data and process this data so that we can begin to give more predictive characteristics to the data coming in.
So it's not just a snapshot of what's going on. It can actually allow you to do a little bit of forward-looking.
Exactly. In fact, we coined the term predictive grid, where what we end up doing is we allow you to look based on trending data, based on a database of what's going on, ambient temperatures, ambient data coming in. You can, in real time, figure out what's happening on your grid and where it's going, more importantly.
Now, you were saying about other, you know, data. what other data can be incorporated? Can you incorporate weather information or something along those lines, or is it just more a case of it's following the grid and being adaptive in that sense?
No, inside of our rules-based engine, we can bring in, you know, all sorts of ambient data, whether it's wind, temperature, you know, humidity, rain, things like that, and then that can be mapped across and overlaid on the data coming back from the sensor. So, for example, if you're getting certain types of error characteristics from sensors, but the wind is blowing really hard, then you can know that a lot of these characteristics are due to wind and maybe trees hitting the line. And vegetation management is a huge problem for these utilities as lines are hitting, trees are hitting the lines, bringing them down. We can give predictive characteristics that say that in a certain time when the wind gets above a certain speed, you're getting more and more hits on the line. Therefore, the trees are getting closer and closer to the line. So you need to cut those trees down first. And it sounds pretty rudimentary, but right now they don't have that capability. And as we see time and time again, power companies are just out of power because trees didn't get cut in time.
Right. Now, that's natural. On the other side of the coin, you've got users who don't properly use the grid. I would imagine, let's talk a little blue sky. I mean, once you have the Internet of Things and you've got devices on the grid actually reporting their status, you can add another layer of monitoring and control, couldn't you?
You could. And actually, if you pull that string a little bit farther, how do you monitor the Internet of Things without knowing where they're coming onto the grid, where are they, what characteristics are happening on the grid when you're getting this information to you? So without this kind of visibility and real-time data, you're really flying blind. So it's very difficult for the Internet of Things to really happen in a meaningful way without this kind of technology.
Understood, Edward. Now, as far as toll grade is concerned and strategic vision is concerned, is there any thing you'd like to leave our product designers and the people who are actually manufacturing and creating the devices that are going to be working within this grid some ideas on where you see it all going?
Well, a couple of the large brush characteristics that we need are, number one, very efficient power management capability, because, you know, we're harvesting power from the line to power our device, so power management to us is very key. Reliability, because once we put these things on the line, they're there for 20, 25 years, 30 years. And then I think also just from a software perspective, the real-time analytics that are happening, you know, in pulling data together and characterizing and analyzing data.
So you've got a lot of engineering in this system.
Oh yes, we've been working on this system for 6-7 years. This is our third or fourth generation sensor. The software has been born out of our 20-year history of managing, you know, telephone lines. We currently have 200 million lines under test between North America and Western Europe. So we understand how to analyze large amounts of data coming from a huge network.
That's a lot of lines. So Edward, is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode? Any final thoughts?
Well, the thought is that I think we're at a tipping point. I think this is an incredible time to be working in the power and energy area. I think that we're going to see a tremendous amount of change happening very, very quickly, and I hope everybody continues to work hard on it.
Excellent. Well, hey, Edward, thank you very much for being with us today. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.